Kevin, first quarter, ball was moving a lot. You had some opportunities. You knocked them down. Did you sense the guys were trying to get you involved early?
I think it was just flow of the game. I just happened to have opportunities there tonight in the first quarter, and was able to translate it into some buckets.
Okay, can you remember the last time you've been on a team like this that's that seemed to be the favorite, you know, each and every game now going forward? Was UCLA the last time?
Yeah, it had to have been. Unless you count some of those USA basketball teams, but it had to have been. Yeah, UCLA.
Any similarities as far as what you guys did there?
A whole lot of talent. I mean, we were devastating in transition, played for one another. Had guys that truly sacrificed for the better of the team, and all came together at the right time.
Kevin, with another game tomorrow, how important is it for you guys to finish off kind of the game there at the end of the third quarter? That way you guys can get some rest heading into tomorrow.
Oh, it was big. I mean, anytime you can, finish off a game like that, a long season, whether it's a back-to-back or not, it definitely bodes well for different players, but even more so on a back-to-back. So, we have a few more games here, a number of games before the break, and we just want to finish out this thing strong.
Defensively,
quite fast, and you were able to slow them down. How were you able to do that, and how important was that tonight?
It was very important. Miss or make, they like to get the ball out and get down the floor quickly into some rather quick shots. So we did a good job of getting back and kind of containing their push, and we forced them into some very tough shots, and thought we did a good job of that.
They tried to make it a physical game with a couple of cheap fouls, or a flagrant foul, and some technical fouls. How do you feel like you guys as a group responded to that?
We just figured if they kept wanting to get technical fouls, that we'll just keep knocking down the free throw and getting another possession out of it. So it was I think they tried to change the pace of the game, and Chris and Matt tried to kind of get their team going as in that kind of a way. Sometimes that works, and tonight I just think we were the better team.
Kevin, defensively, you guys are playing your best basketball of the year. What's been the key, and when did you guys start to get it?
I think we made some changes in our defensive schemes a while back, and getting everybody healthy and on the same page. And I've mentioned a number of times throughout this streak that just getting Timo and Shump and JR integrated into what we're doing out there and getting them comfortable was big for us too. So now that everybody knows what it's going to take on that end, and doing it for the better of the team, as I've mentioned, it's something that we've done a great job of.
Is it as simple as knowing if you get beat with Timo back there, somebody's going to have your back, and you can maybe take more chances or not be as concerned about it?
Well, I think it's not just Timo. I think he does help, and we don't want to put him in bad spots. But he's big. He kind of blocks out the sun in there. So he's somebody that we needed. We needed that size, especially with Andy going down. We needed a shot blocker. I think he does that for us. But it's also trusting your brother back there, knowing that if you get beat, he has your help, and so on and so forth. So I think that's something that's been there for us in this streak, and hopefully will continue for us.
Kev, you were one rebound short of getting that double-double. There was a play in the third quarter where Tristan kind of came out of the air of nowhere. You kind of looked at him and smiled. What was going through your head at that time?
I thought it was pretty funny. I was sitting there waiting for it. He came and grabbed it, but between the three big men, all of us, we tend to do that to one another. So it was just a good laugh that I had, and it's not something I care too much about. It was just pretty funny at the time.
Is this the most fun you've had playing basketball at the NBA level with what's happening with this team?
Oh, no question. I mean, it's a lot of fun playing winning basketball. We're creeping up in the standings, and we have another game coming at us tomorrow. But hopefully we'll all be on the same page, and just to continue to grow. We know we have a lot of basketball ahead of us, and we believe that our best basketball is ahead of us as a group as well. So it's a lot of fun right now.